The theme in both of the readings today is one of fear and in one of taking courage or love. And in the first reading, we have St. John. It talks about those who live in fear do not have the love because love drives out fear. And he's talking specifically, certainly, about relationships. We're not talking about being fear that we have this, you know, monster after us or something, not that kind of fear. But the fear oftentimes in relationships, when there's a basis of love, then there is no fear. But when there's not love there and one's always feeling inferior and working, there's always this fear that we're going to lose this relationship. That if I don't do this, then I'm going to lose this. And they say that's not love. There is no fear in a loving relationship. And that's true in our relationship with God, according to St. John. Then the gospel talks about the fear that they experienced because they were frightened with not recognizing Jesus. Without recognizing Jesus, they were fearful. And of course, Jesus gives the words, take courage, do not be afraid. And that's that phrase that happens all throughout the Gospels and even in the Old Testament. But the idea of not being afraid and how fear kind of cripples us. It cripples us in relationships. It cripples us in our experiences of life. And the words that Christ, or whether it was to the angel, to Mary, whether it was the angel to Joseph, whether it was Jesus to the apostles, Jesus after the resurrection, the phrase that comes up over and over and over again is, do not fear, do not be afraid. Because fear kind of cripples, especially a relationship with faith in God. When somebody's afraid, they end up taking care of it. It's like trusting in God allows that fear to be driven away. As we continue this day, realizing even our own life, how fear kind of may, fear in trying to risk and experience something, fear of maybe trying to call or reconcile or reach out or even talk about God, kind of ends up crippling the way that God works through us.